Well, the Clippers have opened their first NBA postseason in 6 years with an incredible comeback. Yesterday on the court in Memphis, Nick Young drained 3 three-pointers during a one-minute stretch to rally the Clippers, who trailed by as many as 27 points before closing on a 28-3 run, to a 99-98 win over the Grizzlies. The Clippers will play Game 2 Wednesday without Caron Butler, who broke his left hand in the second half. In Atlanta, Josh Smith scored 22 points, grabbed 18 boards, as the Hawks soared past the Celtics in Game 1, 83-74. Celtics' Rajon Rondo contributed 20 points and 11 assists, but he could be suspended for Game 2 Tuesday after being ejected for bumping an official. In Los Angeles, Andrew Bynum posted the Lakers' first playoff triple-double in 21 years, 10 points, 13 boards, and 10 blocks, to power the Lakers to a 103-88 win over Denver in Game 1. Game 2 is Tuesday. In San Antonio, Tony Parker dropped in 28 points to lead the Spurs to a 106-91 win over Utah. Game 2 is Wednesday. To the NHL postseason, on the ice yesterday in Philadelphia, Danny Briere tallied at 4:36 of overtime to lift the Flyers to a 4-3 win over New Jersey in the opener of the Eastern Conference semifinal. Out west in Phoenix, Mike Smith stopped 28 shots as the Coyotes skated past the Predators 5-3. Phoenix leads its semifinal series 2-0. To baseball, in the American League, Gavin Floyd took a no-no into the seventh as the White Sox shut down the Red Sox 4-1. Tampa Bay topped Texas 5-2, Minnesota down Kansas City 7-4, Baltimore bounced Oakland 5-2, CC Sabathia went 8 innings to improve to 3-0, as the Yankees dumped Detroit 6-2, Cleveland blanked the Angels 4-0, and Toronto routed Seattle 7-2. Over to the NL, Ike Davis' RBI single in the 11th lifted the Mets over Colorado 5-4, the Dodgers shut out Washington 2-0, Atlanta got by Pittsburgh 4-3, Milwaukee fought off St. Louis 3-2, the Cubs beat Philadelphia 5-1, Cincinnati held off Houston 6-5, Arizona doubled up Miami 8-4, and San Francisco got by San Diego 4-1. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.